to the Sissy Academy. Welcome, all the gentlemen here in class today. Soon to be proper ladies. Now, today in class, we are going to be focusing strictly on your hypnosis. Today, we are going to be minimizing your manhood, as we usually will always do. It is so very, very important that your little, tiny, small penis shrinks away and becomes forever impotent. It's so important, it's imperative that you associate your sexual arousal with permanent impotence, permanent limpness, always and forever. Now, today, we are also going to hypnotize you to learn about your proper way to have sex. It is so very, very important that you accept and understand that your penis is not for pleasure. It's only to be teased and denied and to be forever humiliated by pretty, sexy girls. Whenever you see a beautiful girl, it is so important to associate that arousal, that attraction, to humiliation. When you see a girl that's so sexy, you have to always trigger in your mind that she is laughing at your tiny, inferior penis. She thinks your small penis is so funny. All the girls think your penis is so hilarious. Whenever you see a sexy girl in her bikini, or in her underwear, or panties, whether it be in real life, whether you're having a sleepover with your platonic friends, or whether it be in a TV show or a movie, or even if you go to the beach, you must always see their half-naked bodies and just know that they're laughing. They're giggling at your small, inferior, beta penis. They think your little clitty is purely laughable. And you love this humiliation. You live for it. It is the key trigger to your arousal. I want you to relax. I want you to lay back and relax. Today in class, I want you to close your eyes and think of all the beautiful girls, and think of their laughter. Listen to their giggling, and I want you to associate laughter with the shrinkage of your small, weak penis. Every time you hear a girl laughing, you know they're laughing at you. sexual energy, and when your penis shrinks, your true sexual organ begins to grow and tingle. That's right, sweetheart. That's right, princess. Your ass. You can feel it. You can feel your ass cheeks while you wear your soft panties. Feel your ass cheeks rub against the soft fabric of your panties. A girl's laughter, the humiliation from women, will trigger your penis to shrink, and it will make you feel your big, bubbly ass cheeks as they begin to grow in your panties. You can feel your butt cheeks pressing against the fabric. Here at the Sissy Academy, we always make sure that your ass is forever shaved, not a single molecule of hair to be found. And when your ass is perfectly clean, when your butt is so firmly shaved, you can really feel the soft fabric of your panties. It feels so soft and comfortable, and you can feel your butt beginning to grow. You have already taken such a strong dosage of female hormone. The estrogen in your body is growing so strong. The lack of masturbation from your penis, the lack of male ejaculation, is also telling your body to produce more estrogen, making your booty get bigger. Your butt is growing. Your little penis is shrinking. And your butt is growing bigger and bigger. You can feel your butt. Place your hands on your cheeks. Feel your ass with your hands. Spread your ass cheeks and really feel the fabric of the panties. You understand why it's so important to never, ever wear male clothing, especially male underwear, male boxers, and male pants. It has an ill effect on your ass. Your voluptuous ass. Your butt must always feel feminine. And you know that panties, soft, frilly fabric, pressed against your butt, feel so feminine. It truly feminizes you. Your ass growing pussifies you. It turns your ass into a male pussy. Your body knows that your penis is not for pleasure. You know you can't masturbate. You can't get hard. And I know you're getting so horny. And you want more than anything to just jack off your little tiny clitty. But you mustn't. You cannot. You must refrain from any sexual activity that ever involves your penis. I want you to feel your ass growing and always tell yourself, trigger the words in your mind, the longer you go without ejaculating, the bigger your ass gets. This is your tribute to all real men. You are gifting real men with your big, soft ass. Your pussified, feminized ass. As they fuck your big butt, as they pound you in the ass, you know this is your gift to them. As they thrust their massive cocks deep inside of you, you know that it feels so good for them to pound your big ass. The bigger your ass is, the better it feels for your man. And that is why you gain the strength to never orgasm like a man, to never feel an ejaculation from your little penis. This is your gift to the real men. They deserve to fuck. They deserve to pound you. They deserve to enjoy your big, bubbly rear. And this is so erotic to you. The sensation of pleasuring them, gifting them with your big butt. Your butt will grow, always growing, the same way your penis is always shrinking. Now then, sissy, I want you to accept the triggers within your mind. When you see a beautiful girl, you always know that her laughter triggers your mind. And you know that that trigger of her laughter is shrinking your penis. Your penis is so humiliated, and it just wants to shrink. It just wants to shrivel away. The smaller your penis gets, the bigger your butt will get. Penis shrinking, big butt growing. The real men are going to enjoy your ass so deeply. This is your gift to the real men of the world. A big, voluptuous, luscious ass to empty their balls with. A big, soft, pussified ass for all the men to gain their rightful release. Now then, sweetheart, I would like you all to wake up. You have many classes ahead of you, and you all have so much work ahead of you. I want you to to know that your goddess is proud of you. The girls of the world are so proud of you. And I wanted to discuss briefly with you. There was a sissy who came to our class. Before she arrived, her male name was Andy Dickinson. Her name was legally changed upon entrance to the Sissy Academy to Candy Dicklins. This sissy knew her penis was small, and she knew all the girls wanted her to forever be impotent. But she was caught tampering with her chastity cage. She was caught trying to get an ejaculation. But luckily, the beautiful girls at the Sissy Academy stopped her. The staff apprehended her. 3 times she was caught, and her punishment was to be kicked in the balls by beautiful girls in high-heeled shoes. That was her punishment, but instead she broke the rules again and thus forced us at the Sissy School to then put her in the Sissy Prison. The Sissy Prison file is the one before this. This Sissy Prison is a place where bad sissies go to get pounded in the ass by a very big man named Mr. Big. Now then, if you ever break the rules, you will be just like Candy, and you will go to Sissy Prison, where you will be a bottom bitch for many years. He will fuck any manhood you have left within you, out of you. And I know that you girls are so well behaved, and you girls would never be like Candy and let all your platonic friends down. But I want you all to be aware that the Sissy Prison is your punishment for not being good girls. Now then, this was merely a warning from your mistress, your mommy, to tell you all to be good girls, like I know you can be. You are all my good little girls. You are such a good girl, my good little princess, with a permanently shrinking penis and a permanent booty growth. Now, I want you to feel your butt cheeks firmly pressed in your panties. That is your reminder that your butt is getting bigger and your penis is getting smaller. I am so proud of you, and I cannot wait to see you in our next class. Until then, you have all my love, and I'm so happy.